This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. The White House would not rule out another U.S. federal government shutdown as negotiations over border security hit a snag, even as it signaled a willingness to obtain funding for President Donald Trump's proposed wall by other means. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney told Fox News Sunday the president is resolute about building a wall on the southern border.
We'll take as much money as you can give us, and then we'll go off and find the money someplace else legally in order to secure that southern barrier. But this is going to get built with or without Congress. Okay.
Also weighing in on the impasse, Democratic Senator John Tester of Montana.
We are not to a point where we can announce a deal. Negotiations are still going on. There are good people on this committee, so I have confidence that hopefully we'll get something done very soon.
Republican Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama revealed a sticking point.
Time's ticking away, but we've got some problems with the Democrats dealing with ICE, that is, detaining criminals that come into the U.S., and they want a cap on them. We don't want a cap on that.
All three appeared on Fox News Sunday. The White House had asked for $5.7 billion, which was rejected by the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives. The president has said he would declare a national emergency to build a wall without congressional approval by tapping funds approved for other projects. But key Republican lawmakers have warned him not to do that. Mr. Trump is set to travel to the border at El Paso, Texas, for a rally on Monday. Thousands of people marched Sunday in the Spanish capital of Madrid, heeding the call of right-wing political parties to protest the current government's negotiations with Catalan separatists. Supporters of conservative Popular Party and far-right Vox took to the streets of Madrid to call for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to step down. Last week, at the request of Catalan separatists, Sanchez's government agreed to appoint an independent rapporteur in talks between political parties. This is VOA News. Virginia's embattled lieutenant governor has urged authorities to investigate sexual assault allegations made against him, but hasn't heeded calls to resign. Two women have made allegations against Justin Fairfax, but on Saturday, he issued a statement repeating strong denials. Fellow Democrat Patrick hopes that he wants to introduce articles of impeachment on Monday. Meanwhile, Governor Ralph Northam pledged to work at healing the state's racial divide 1 week after a racist photo in his medical school yearbook surfaced, and he acknowledged wearing blackface in the 1980s. Sunday on CBS This Morning, he said he's the right person to get his state through this troubled time.
Right now, Virginia needs someone that can heal. There's no better person to do that than a doctor. Virginia also needs someone who is strong, who has empathy, who has courage, and who has a moral compass. And that's why I'm not going anywhere.
Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring also acknowledged wearing blackface at a college party in 1980. The lawyer for the National Enquirer's parent company said Sunday the tabloid committed neither extortion nor blackmail by threatening to publish intimate photos of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Bezos has said American Media Inc. threatened to publish the pictures unless he stopped investigating how the Enquirer obtained his private exchanges with his mistress, Lauren Sanchez, and publicly declared that the coverage of him was not politically motivated. Elkin Abramowitz represents AMI's chief executive. He was a guest on ABC's This Week.
That is not extortion because all that AMI wanted was the truth. Bezos and Ms. Sanchez knew who the source was. Any investigator that was going to investigate this knew who the source was. It was not the White House. It was not Saudi Arabia.
He said a reliable source, well known to Bezos and his mistress, provided the story about the affair. President Trump has been critical of Bezos over his ownership of the Washington Post and Amazon and the Post coverage of the White House. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic forces were engaged in heavy clashes against Islamic State as they sought to clear the last enclave the military group controls in eastern Syria. SFD spokesman Mustafa Bali said Saturday the fighting is expected to remain fierce and civilians remain there. SFDF officials and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimated there are about 3,000 battle-hardened IS jihadists, mostly foreigners, in that region. South Korea and the U.S. signed a new preliminary agreement Sunday, increasing the amount Seoul will pay for having U.S. troops there. South Korea will pay about $890 million under the new short-term agreement, which could push the two countries back to the bargaining table in just a few months. The pact must be approved by South Korea's parliament. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.